This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Former President Trump has a court appearance tomorrow afternoon after being indicted on felony charges for working to overturn the results of the 2020 election. The AP's Sagar Magani.
It's Trump's third indictment this year with four counts.
Conspiring to defraud the United States, conspiring to disenfranchise voters, and conspiring and attempting to obstruct an official proceeding.
Special Counsel Jack Smith announced the stunning allegations that Trump fueled the Capitol riot through lies.
Targeted at obstructing a bedrock function of the U.S. government.
It's the first time the ex-president will face legal consequences for his bid to stay in power. Trump is due in court tomorrow for a case he and backers are dismissing as politically motivated, based on fake charges. Sagar Magani, Washington.
In fact, Trump lawyer John Lauro says the government doesn't have a case.
They have to demonstrate beyond a reasonable doubt that, number one, President Trump did not believe that all these irregularities were true, and number two, that he did something to corruptly obstruct justice. And they can't prove that because everything he did was to get at the truth, filing lawsuits, asking for recounts, asking Vice President Pence, pause the counting so you can go back to the states and re-audit.
He was on the Today Show. To Scotland now, where a judge has ruled that an American fugitive accused of faking his own death to avoid a rape charge in Utah can be extradited to the U.S. Authorities here say the man's legal name is Nicholas Oliverdian. Pope Francis is challenging Europe to retake its role as a peacemaker. He's visiting Portugal. The Mega Millions jackpot is up to $1.2 billion after nobody won the top prize last night. This is AP News. An important meeting this week in the Hollywood writers' strike. The AP's Donna Warder has this story.
Union leaders for striking Hollywood writers say they plan to meet with studio representatives to discuss restarting negotiations. Striking Hollywood writers and actors picketed outside Universal Studios Tuesday. David Goodman of the Writers Guild of America, whose members have been on strike for 3 months, told the crowd they'll continue to picket.
We are going to win.
We are going to win.
And until we do, we're not going anywhere.
And Tuesday night, the WGA sent an email to members saying that the head of the Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers has requested a meeting on Friday to discuss the resumption of contract talks. It's not known whether a similar overture has been made to union leaders for Hollywood actors who've been on strike since July 14th. I'm Donna Warder.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.